This is Podtech News for Wednesday, November 8th, 2006. I'm Matt Kelly in San Jose. November 17th is a big day for gamers as Sony launches the PlayStation 3. Its introduction will be one of the most important launches Sony has had in years, boasting such features as Blu-ray technology. At the front lines of the company's gaming and consumer technology is Kaz Hirai, President and CEO of Sony Computer Entertainment America. I spoke with him after the keynote interview on day two of the Dow Jones VentureWire Consumer Technology Ventures Conference in San Jose about the launch of the PS3 and the future of home entertainment.
How much is riding on Sony Computer Entertainment America, as well as all the affiliates of Sony, and Sony as a parent company, in the success of the PS3?
Well, I think that from a Sony Computer Entertainment America perspective, I mean, it is the biggest launch we've ever embarked on over our 12-year history. Also, it's an important milestone for the other Sony companies as well. For example, Sony Pictures, as a byproduct of launching the PlayStation 3, we're also helping to establish the Blu-ray format, not just for video gaming, but also for movie entertainment content as well. I think from a Sony perspective, it's also a very important launch. But I think that Sony has a lot of different important product launches. For example, they just recently had some tremendous success with the Bravia line of high-definition monitors, which is a very important launch for them. They have some great products like the Milo, which is a communication device that just came out into the market. So, Sony overall has a lot of different products. But again, from a Sony Computer Entertainment perspective, this is a very important launch for us.
We've heard the word convergence bandied around for quite some time. Can you talk about convergence and what it means and how this PS3 is actually a true representation of that word?
Well, I think that convergence is a word that's been bandied around I can remember back in 1995 people talking about convergence. So it's always been around as a concept. I think that with the PlayStation 3, because of, for example, the Blu-ray drive and the Blu-ray technology that we decided to use, first and foremost because it's the only optical storage medium that can hold 50 gigabytes of data, which is very important for gaming, because we certainly don't want consumers having to play with a three-disc set or a four-disc set later on. It was a proactive decision that we made for Blu-ray going forward on the PlayStation 3. But also at the same time, Sony, Matsushita, Samsung, and 80% of the motion picture studios are supporting Blu-ray as well. So as a fantastic side effect, if you will, or a byproduct of us increasing the install base of the PlayStation 3, we're also helping the motion picture studios really get the install base of Blu-ray players into the market. We're also helping the consumer electronics industry, and certainly Sony, in terms of increasing the demand for high-definition monitors. So from an industry perspective, I think we are in a position where we're growing out of the video game business only, but really expanding our relationship and also the influence, if you will, we have with the studios in Hollywood, as well as all the consumer electronics manufacturers as well.
It's reported that Sony's Blu-ray is behind the reason that so few PS3s are being released. Have you overreached by putting the Blu-ray in the PS3, do you think?
I think that using the Blu-ray technology is really the only viable option that we had when you look at the kind of intensive data capacity that the game developers are looking for to really have compelling entertainment game content that can be outputted into a true 1080p monitor. Some of the launch titles that we'll be seeing on November 17th are going to be pushing 15 gigabytes or upwards of 20 gigabytes. Had that been done on a conventional DVD format, for example, our launch titles would have been on a multiple disc set, which is not a good message to send to the consumers. We also want to make sure that, again, we're presenting the consumers with a console that's going to stay relevant for 10 years' time. That means that we need to use the best available technology today, which in the storage capacity space means Blu-ray. And it was really a no-brainer for us to go with Blu-ray and not use any other optical medium.
Can you talk about the wide library that's going to be available for PS3?
the PlayStation 3, as it launches on November 17th, and upwards of 22 titles are going to be available between launch on November 17th and the end of the calendar year on December 31st. And I think if you look back, that's probably the biggest library of titles that has been made available for any console launch in the history of this business. And we're very proud of the lineup, and you know, we're also very grateful for the great titles that all of our third-party publishing partners are bringing to the PlayStation 3 as we launch on November 17th.
There's backwards compatibility, which in a sense guarantees future-proofing. Talk about that and how, in a sense, maybe that differentiates you from your colleagues in the market space.
It's always been an important strategy of Sony Computer Entertainment that we provide value to the consumers. And one of the values that we're providing is the backwards compatibility of the PlayStation 3 to play PlayStation 2 games that the gamers and consumers have bought over the years, as well as the original PlayStation titles that have been available in the market since 1995. And I think that when we ask the consumers or the gamers to make an investment in software, that it's our responsibility to make sure that future consoles that we bring to market, including the PlayStation 3, is able to actually play all these titles that the consumers have really spent a lot of money in and invested a lot of money in to really amass their library. And I think you're doing the consumers and the gamers a huge disservice when you come out with a new console only to say it only plays PlayStation 3 games. That's really counterintuitive to our strategy, but also really to the Sony DNA of always trying to provide compelling consumer value in any of our products that we launch.
The PlayStation 3 has a Cell microprocessor. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. The PlayStation 3 is equipped with what we call the Cell Broadband Engine, or commonly referred to as a Cell processor or the Cell chip. The unique feature of the Cell processor is the fact that it's in fact 8 processors that is housed in one central processor, if you will. These 8 independent processors work on various different parts of the gaming experience. One may take care of all the music tracks, one may take care of all the ambient environment that you're seeing on the HD monitor, one may take care of the sound effects, one may take care of the AI of the enemy character, and one may take care of the weapons you're using, for example. And everything is done simultaneously and independent of each other, so that unlike previous generation consoles, where all the things I mentioned need to be done in a linear fashion, so literally audio, take a number. And then visuals, take a number. You know, you have to form a line to get your information processed. That's going to have a visual impact on the gameplay experience. And we've done away with all that with the Cell processor, where you have, again, 8 processors that is working parallel to each other and independent of each other to really enhance that HD gaming experience.
Can you evaluate the marketplace for me a little bit and talk about the fact that the Xbox 360 has already come out, so some may say you're a little bit late. There's a price point issue between yourself, we, and the Xbox?
We have never been first to market in any of our products in any generation of consoles. We were never first to market with the PlayStation. PlayStation 2 was not first to market in that generation of consoles. On the portable space as well, the PlayStation Portable that came out in March of last year, certainly not the first portable entertainment device in the market. I think that to say that being first to market is an indication of future success is probably a fallacy, in that we've been in the business for the PlayStation 2 now for 6 years, over 110 million units sold worldwide. The original PlayStation was in business for 10 years, again over 100 million sold worldwide. So it's not really who's first to market, but in fact, what kind of consumer value are you presenting to the consumers and the gamers? What kind of entertainment content do you have? How is your ability to really refresh in that content with great software titles being launched every week, every month? That is the kind of experience that we want to present to the consumers, which is ultimately going to make sure that you have a growth in the install base. As far as price goes, I think that if you take a look at what we've packed into the PlayStation 3 between the Cell processor, the Blu-ray drive, the wireless controller with the motion sensors, The fact that it plays 1080p games right out of the box without any adapters, which is the best form of high definition, or the highest form of high definition you can get today. The fact that it comes equipped with a hard disk drive in every unit going out the door. The fact that it connects into a broadband network. Again, every unit going out the door will be able to do that. As well as the backwards compatibility with the PlayStation 2 and the original PlayStation games. I think it's a compelling offer that we're making to the consumers. And add to all that, the fact that we make sure that when the consumers and gamers really join the PlayStation family of products, we're in it for the long haul. So the initial investment you will make on the PlayStation 2 means that you're making in PlayStation 3 means that you're making an investment in a console that's going to be relevant in 10 years' time, as opposed to saying in 5 years, here's a new console. I'm sorry, the PlayStation 3 games don't play on our future console, so your investment just went by the wayside in 5 years. That's not our strategy, and we won't go there.
Do you expect the PS3 to reach the same level of success that the original PlayStation and the PS2 reached, even though you have a greater competitive landscape today than you did back then?
I think that combined with the technology that we've packed into the PlayStation 3, together with the support that we've been getting from our third-party publishing partners, the fantastic lineup of titles that we're getting from our internal worldwide studios, and also the intangible, if you will, of the relationship that we've been able to build with consumers around the world to the tune of 110 million consumers with the PlayStation 2, I think is a great base for making sure that we match the performance of the PlayStation 2 in terms of the install base growth and acceptance by the market. And I think there's more possibilities to really see if we can even top those numbers as well.
PlayStation came out in 95, PlayStation 2 in 2000, PS3 2006, 2011, 2012, are we basically, can we expect to see the next generation, do you think?
Wow, it's kind of hard to tell at this point in time. We haven't officially launched the PlayStation 3 in the market just yet, so we'll see. But again, this is such an interesting business to be in, because the entertainment experience that the consumers and gamers can enjoy really changes with the advancement in technology. At some point in time, we may come out with a future console, but again, our step and challenge right now is to make sure that we get those PlayStation 3 units into the hands of the consumers as quickly as possible.
And your final thoughts?
Very excited that we are going to be launching the PlayStation 3 in the North American market on November 17th. I think that we have really worked hard to bring a really robust and powerful package in terms of the hardware. Very confident that it's a console that's going to stay relevant for the next 10 years. Not going to go by the wayside in 5 years, 4 years' time. And I also think that we're going to back it up with some great software titles for launch, and upwards of 22 titles by the end of calendar. So look forward to being able to present this exciting new platform to consumers and gamers in North America.
My thanks to Kaz Hirai, President and CEO of Sony Computer Entertainment America, for joining me on today's podcast. The stakes are high for the company as it tries to match the success of the PS1 and PS2. We'll wait and see if the gamble pays off in the weeks and months ahead. For PodTech News, I'm Matt Kelly at the Dow Jones VentureWire Consumer Technology Ventures Conference in San Jose.